Hi, welcome to A Look Behind and Rewind. I'm your host, Tom Nielsen. So here's the question of the day, folks. Do you or have you ever enjoyed the great American pastime of reading comic books and comic strips? Well, I have. In fact, that was a big part of my childhood years. I even rode my bike all the way across town to a candy shop and luncheonette where they had a couple of really well-stocked wire racks of all the latest issues of my favorite comic books. You know, like Superman, Batman, The Flash, Aquaman, The Fantastic Four, you get the picture. I also had a collection of vintage Classics Illustrated comic books that I inherited from my cousin Bob. These were based on great works of literature like Ivanhoe, Hamlet, The Red Badge of Courage, and many others. By the time I got to high school, these actually helped me get through my English Lit assignments, since they were sort of like a pictorial version of Monarch or Cliff's Notes. Remember Cliff's Notes? For those of us who are interpretation challenged, that's the only way we managed to figure out all the symbolism and metaphors in those really heavy books that our teachers loaded us down with. And then, of course, there were the daily comic strips that we devoured every day in our local newspapers. Since we were a three-newspaper household, I got more than my usual share compared to my classmates. I can remember following the adventures of comic strip heroes like Dick Tracy, Alley-Oop, Terry and the Pirates, Brenda Starr, The Phantom, Prince Valiant, Dondi, Little Orphan Annie, Peanuts, Hagar the Horrible, Beetle Bailey, Mandrake the Magician, and so many more. Finally, as I entered my teenage years, I discovered another variety of comic books. The crazy humor publication known as Mad Magazine, which specialized in poking fun at our American culture, current movies and TV shows, and just life in general. One of my favorite Mad Magazine artists was Don Martin, whose very unique style somehow struck a chord with me. So much so, in fact, that I began trying to imitate his drawing style at every possible opportunity. I even created political posters with Don Martin-style characters for my good friend Ike when he was running for student body president of Linden High School. You know, I was such a comic book nerd that whenever a teacher gave us a wide-open assignment to do a book report or a research paper, very often I'd find a way to delve into a complete comprehensive history of the comic books. I even did that in college, writing up a whole full-length script for a television documentary on the comics. For a while there, thanks to all the research I did, I was a walking, talking encyclopedia of comics trivia. Now, being such a comics fan, it was only natural that I began writing and illustrating my own comic strips. Beginning in junior high school, I cranked out comics like The Man from Love, which was a takeoff on The Man from U.N.C.L.E. I also did a whole series called Linden High Laugh-In, focusing on the funny side of life in high school, using caricatures of teachers and students in a laugh-in style mishmash of jokes and skits on subjects ranging from cafeteria food to dress codes, physical education to overused teacher cliches. My laugh-in series was such a hit with classmates that a group of students actually decided to transform the concept into a stage production called Senior Follies. Now that was a big feather in my cap.
Whoa.
So I thought, why not share my humor with the big wide world out there? So I put together a bunch of drawings and gags, which I very carefully sealed up in a brown manila envelope, and sent them off to major publications like the Saturday Evening Post, the New Yorker, and most importantly, Mad Magazine. You may wonder, of course, what the results were of my campaign for comic artist fame and fortune. Well, gang, it wasn't very successful at all. Looking back at it now, I realize that the general rule of thumb for any such quest for recognition generally doesn't begin at the top. You don't start your hiking career by doing major peaks like Mount Everest or Mount Kilimanjaro. No, you gotta work up to the big ones by hiking a lot of smaller ones, like the Watchung Mountains in New Jersey, or Mount Monadnock in New Hampshire. The same thing with the comics business. If you're coming fresh out of the gate, you don't start with one of the top publications like the Saturday Evening Post. You work your way up from smaller newspapers and magazines, like Miniature Donkey Talk magazine, or Portable Restroom Operator, or Spudman magazine, the most trusted voice of the potato industry. Can you believe some of those publications? But seriously, folks, they do exist. And that's where I should have started my quest for comic book stardom. The other problem, of course, was that my own artistic talent was just a wee bit lacking. My drawing skills were not that good, to be totally honest. Although, in my own defense, when I saw very primitively drawn comics like Miss Peach in the newspapers, I thought, if the artist behind Miss Peach could land a daily comic strip, why not me? And the answer to that was, he probably had a really good agent working behind the scenes.
Uh-huh.
Well, given the fact that I was shooting for the stars, and not starting at the bottom, and my drawing skills could have used a major upgrade, and maybe even the fact that my jokes weren't all that funny, well, after a while, the rejection letters began pouring in. They all thanked me for my contribution, but usually said something to the effect of, "We don't feel that there would be a very good fit between our needs and your particular talents." Okay, great. The fit isn't perfect. But that's when you call in the tailor and make a few alterations, right? You know, lengthen the sleeves, shorten the pants length, let out the waistline. And then after all that, you'll have a more perfect fit, correct? Well, actually, sad to say, it doesn't work that way in the art business. You gotta be exactly what they're looking for, or else they won't even give you the time of day. And what about Mad Magazine, you may ask? Well, gang, I've gotten a lot of rejection letters in my day, but that one really took the cake. It was like going to the Olympics. And no, it didn't win the gold medal. It didn't win the silver or the bronze medals. No, sir, if they had a last place medal, like maybe the tin medal or the lead medal, that's what this rejection letter from Mad Magazine would have won. It was a real classic, I tell you. But it was funny. I'll give you that. Here, let me read it to you. But wait, I think we need some special music for this one. Okay, that's great. Okay, here we go. Dear contributor, sorry, but we've got bad news. You've been rejected. Don't take this personally, though. All of us feel rejected at one time or another. At least that's what our group therapist tells us here at MAD. He says we shouldn't worry about it. So that should be your attitude. What? Me worry? Besides, although you've been rejected, things could have been a lot worse. Your material might have been accepted. Then where would you be?
Yeah.
And the letter was then signed, Madly, Al Feldstein, editor. And it even came with a P.S. Our group therapist also mentioned that many people are so rejected by a rejection that they don't try again. And we wouldn't want that. We really would like you to keep sending us your artistic ideas and scripts so we can keep sending you these idiotic rejection slips. Now that was some letter. Do you agree? It was certainly one for the history books, I tell you. Well, folks, I actually did try one more time and got the same idiotic rejection letter. And so went my short-lived attempt at being a professional cartoonist.
Aww.
Oh, well, maybe someday. There still might be a chance. You never know. What? What'd you say? Mad Magazine is no longer publishing? Oh, man! What am I gonna do now? Well, I guess I'll just keep podcasting and see what happens there. You've been listening to A Look Behind and Rewind. I'm Tom Nielsen. See you next time. Hi, this is Tom Nielsen. If you enjoyed this podcast, you're invited to hear more of our episodes at A Look Behind and Rewind. And feel free to share our link with friends, family, and others, as well as following us on Buzzsprout.com, Apple, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts.